No, I really enjoy talking to you. I have to pep myself up sometimes.
You get to break up your girls, though.
That's right.
Yeah, and they have had an interesting season for the fact that they lost so much to graduation, but they've really done well.
They have, and we end up with an 8-6 dual record. I'm really proud of them, and we go in to districts next week as a team with a 3 seed, and I'm looking forward to that and seeing what else they can do.
Since I mentioned, you got a home duel with Lafayette's. Is it the 3-6 matchup?
It is a 3-6.
Okay. So I cheated you a seed then. I thought it was the 4-5 matchup.
Oh, no, it's a 3-6. 3-6.
Okay, well, yeah, she did that. I sensed her scowling in the background.
They know.
Okay, well, I should have been able to figure that out because, okay, Savannah, Maryville, yeah, Trenton, okay. Well, anyway, if I would have told you before the season, Coach, we'll give you a home match for team districts, you would have taken that in 2 seconds.
Definitely. Everyone wants to have a home match, especially for districts.
And the thing that's impressed me is you mentioned you're 8-6, but nobody's really just ran into the Trenton Bulldogs and just, you know, eight loved you.
Right, that's
true. Over and over and over again. You've been competitive with everybody.
We have, and we look back. We were just talking I was just talking with LaTorre before we came out here. You know, if we happen to win Monday night against Lafayette, we'll have to go play the 2 seed, Maryville. And we lost to them 2-7, but a lot of our matches were really close. Kendall's, yours, she lost 5-8. Mm-hmm. I mean, so hopefully if we get to Tuesday, we'll see what she can do and the other Bulldogs can
do. We talk about this on Friday. If you lose 5-8, if you flip one game, right, you're looking at 7-7.
Exactly.
Or 6-7, yeah. Or 6-7, something like
right.
That. Yeah.
But you're right in there. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, then it's certainly right there. So the other thing I like, too, is we'll talk to the girls about this a little bit. Let's go to Kendall here first. She's so excited when I mention that, too. We're going to get to LaTorre here. She just thought she was off the hook for half a second. A program that's had a lot of success, girls and boys tennis, over the last 2-3 years, and some great matches at home in the playoffs. How much are you looking forward to Monday?
I'm looking really forward to Monday. I'm really excited to compete against Lafayette. It's going to be a good match.
How have you done against the Irish this year?
Good. We've won.
Which is why you have home court advantage.
Yes,
it'll
be fun.
How much does home court mean in tennis? How much do you play
better? A lot, because we know there's no cracks on our court, so it's a lot easier to play whenever we're on our court and not on someone else's.
Okay, LaTorre, we're coming back to you now. LaTorre Johnson, by the way, junior?
Yeah.
Kendall's a junior. LaTorre, you are a?
Senior.
Senior, okay. The weather is not nearly as warm as it was a week ago.
No, it's been pretty cool lately.
Pretty nice this afternoon, though.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was. I got out this afternoon about 4 o'clock. It was not bad. But is there any adjustment you have to make? Because the other day, where were you at? St. Joe?
Yeah.
St. Joe, it was pretty chilly there, was it not?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly there that morning.
Do you just have to just wear more clothing?
I mean,
make sure you bring a sweater.
Sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sweatshirts, blankets, pants, and we had those in the morning. But whenever we got to playing, we got warmed up and didn't have to wear them.
So coming into the season, you pretty much knew my chances of playing varsity are good. Got your varsity spot. At that point, what are the things that you wanted to work on with your game?
I definitely just wanted to work on, obviously trying to win, but I'm just keeping in there and just doing the best I can.
Now, how much, another discussion I get into with Coach here on Fridays, you try to hit winners, but also at the high school level, you're just trying to keep the ball in play.
Oh, yeah.
How is that a balance that you have to have with, yes, I'd like to try to hit a winner, but I might miss if I do that, so let's just keep the point going? What is that back and forth like when you're playing a point?
I mean, when you're just trying to hit it in, it can go a really long time. Like, I've had some really long rallies with doing that.
So you're going to have to refresh my memory here, Coach, because I was surprised when we talked Friday about the fact that in your district, most of the time, somewhere in there is Chillicothe.
Right, they're in
not
a different
there.
One
are they in a different class, a different district?
No, same class, District 16. We're District 15.
So they're in, you're in 16.
Oh, 16, they're 15. Switched. Okay.
I thought I looked at 15. I don't know if I saw them there either, so they might be there, though.
They're with Marshall, Kirksville, Boonville. I can't remember the
other. So in other words, if you see the Hornets again this year, that's going to be really good news.
It will be. It'll be great news.
Yeah, that'd be a district championship there. So how do you match up? Obviously, Lafayette sitting there at 1-9, so they haven't had a really great season, but anybody is capable. How do you match up against the Irish?
You know, you always go out, you never know. Districts, you know, in any sport you're playing, you know, it's do or die time. So you just never know what people are going to bring and what they're going to do. Sometimes they just have an awesome match, and I need to get my girls pumped up and know that they need to go out there and play hard the whole time.
What's been the most fun of your senior year so far, LaTori? She's thinking.
I've kind of, like, enjoyed all of it, but I would say my favorite part's probably just been playing varsity and going to everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the challenge of, it seems like, I'll go through that Trenton sports schedule in the morning, and tennis, it feels like you're on a bus about 50% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
How much homework do you have to do on that bus?
Well, I mean, I've been pretty lucky that I haven't done any of it on the bus, but...
More on the way back than on the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely had some late nights doing homework.
So how does that work as far as homework? Does it get emailed to you?
I've been pretty lucky that I've, like, been able to talk to the teachers before we left, to where I would get it ahead of time.
One of the things I always enjoy, if I get a chance to attend the end-of-the-year banquet, there's always a good bus story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot of freshmen on the bus. These girls usually ride home back home with their parents, but I have 8 or 9 girls every time. Usually everything revolves around food.
Yep,
where
yep,
are we going to
yep.
eat?
Because I was going to say, let's go over to Kendall here. Do you got a good bus story? Funniest thing you've seen on the bus or the most memorable bus experience so far?
I've seen a couple people sleep some pretty interesting ways. It's just their head.
Anyway, you kind of look at
him
and go, how are they actually sleeping in that position?
Yeah, exactly.
if you're tired enough. I've shared this story a couple of times. I went on my own, saw my brother, a bunch of friends of mine, if you know where Lake Tahoe is.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I drove out there straight.
Oh.
How many hours do you think that is?
I have no idea.
It's 26 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. When you leave, and I was tired when I got back, let me tell you, when you leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, no, it was 11:30 in the morning Pacific time, and I got back here at 3:30 the next afternoon our time. That is a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah. It was fun, though, because I got to see a part of the country I hadn't been through before.
Yeah.
But it was long going there and back. Memorable, but very long. So I know about the tired thing. As far as your game, what were you looking for? Junior year, tennis, where do you feel like I wanted to take that next step? Where do you feel like you want to improve this year?
Well, last year I was on junior varsity, and so I was really excited to move up and play varsity a lot this year and get a varsity spot. I really wanted to focus on my serving. I had to get really good on that with my strong serve.
There are some programs out there that they don't rebuild.
Yeah.
Because we lost a lot of good seniors last year. They just reload.
Yeah.
And how much did you really have that in your mind of, we want to reload this thing this year? Was that a discussion early in practice in August?
Oh, yes. Me and Emma talked about that a lot. I actually have been practicing with Lauren a lot. I worked with her a lot, and she's been helping me be able to be better on that team.
I was going to say, there were how many seniors graduated last year? Was it 4, 6?
4 of the top 6.
Right.
And then there was 2 on junior varsity, so 6.
So, from that team, and refresh my memory, Coach, they won districts twice, 2 years in a row?
I'm not sure.
I know for sure the girls did.
Right.
Okay, Lori, that's what we would
know. As I said, it's been really good stuff for Trenton tennis programs, because girls and guys.
Right. I was saying, I know the boys won it back-to-back.
Right.
Because of my son. But.
Right. And, well, and then the boys would run into something like Pembroke Hill.
Right. Yes.
and that would be the end of that. But nevertheless.
Hey, but we beat LeBron that one year.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So the girls had a ton of success, the ones that are now graduated.
Oh, yes.
What did you learn from them as far as the way that they approach things?
Well, it was my first year last year, so I learned a lot of technical stuff, and I learned my swing, how to figure my swing out and stuff. It was a lot of fun playing with them.
LaTori, have you spent a lot of time just kind of learning off that group that graduated last year?
Yeah, I was with them from freshman year to last year, and I learned a lot from them. Like, we had a pretty good team and good relationships with each other.